الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All for us it is the day of Eid, alhamdulillah, the day of Jumu'ah. So Noor ala Noor. So the topic for today will be Al-Ittihad fil Islam, unity in Islam, the important significance of it. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala commands us in the noble Quran, wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'aw wa la tafarraqu, that hold on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and do not cause fragmentation, disunity, discord. So Almighty Allah is speaking about the rope of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us that we must not cause discord or disunity, and each one of us should know the importance of disunity. Because of time constraint, I'll just mention 2-3 incidents. Number one, if you study the Quran Sharif, where Masjid-e-Quba was, there very near, the enemies of Islam built a masjid. Quran called it masjid. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا. But they were promoting, advocating kufr and blasphemy from there. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And causing disunity, discord in the rank and file of the ummah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing for the Tabuk expedition, and that took place in the 9th year of the Hijrah during the month of Rajab. When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning to Medina Munawwara after 50 days, 15 days to go to Tabuk, 15 days to come back, 20 days was the stay in Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba, imagine the logistics involved. Nevertheless, then these people came and said that, please come perform salat. Allah Jalla wa'ala said, la taqum fihi abada. Don't go there and perform salat. Go open all the classical tafsir and commentaries of Quran, tafsir ibn Kathir, tafsir Razi, tafsir Qurtubi, and so forth. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, you go there and burn the masjid. Imagine a masjid was burned to the ground in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to preserve, protect and maintain the unity amongst the ummah. 1, 2, open Bukhari Sharif. Islam is spreading like wildfire during the time of the Khulafai Rashidin, time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. Now the people were arguing that my recitation is correct and yours is incorrect. You know, in the Quran Sharif, you have variant types of recitation. So people now, me and you, we non-Arabs, we won't really understand too much about that. But remember, the Arabs, they had their own dialect. And they would read, there was no fatha, kasra, dhamma, zabar, zair, pesh, and ulta pesh, and all those things. So they had their own dialect they used to read. So people came to Sayyidina Usman, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that this is going to cause a civil war in the ummah. You better intervene. You are the ummah. You are the leader of this ummah. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, twice the son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Dhun Nurain, said, fine, and remember what he did. He had mashura, consultation with the Sahaba and the senior people and honorable personalities. And then the Quran Sharifs were burnt. That were they burnt. Go open Bukhari Sharif. And then the Quran Sharif was written by Zaid bin Thabit in the Quraysh dialect. The Quran was written already, but the script was not one official script. So the official script became the Quraysh dialect, and all the other Quran Sharifs that today were burnt. Who will burn the Quran? So enemies today, this is time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh to preserve and protect the unity of the Ummah. Third one. That remember in Islam that certain places, if we don't give 100% the correct information, so that also is permissible. Today is the day of Eid. Now after Eid Salat, you had a healthy breakfast. Now after Jummah Salat, you can have a wonderful lunch. Your wife cooked for you a special meal. She said, my darling, and so forth, let me now make a special meal. Today is two Eids. We got Eid al-Adha and we got Jumu'ah. So she wants to now, you know, spoil the husband. But lo and behold, the meal she prepared or the dessert she prepared did not come out very well. So you ate and all that and you said, darling, wonderful, sumptuous meal, so tasty and delicious. But from the tip of your tongue, when she's not looking, maybe you went out and just vomited everything out. So this type, the constitution gets changed. Why? So that you are going to maintain, protect, preserve. You must remember the unity between husband and wife. لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ الَّذِي يُسْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. When you speak like this, remember you will not be considered a liar. ABC person, XYZ person, totally no salam, no kalam. And now you go as the third party to bring about reconciliation between the two. You told him, Mr. A, you know Mr. X really wants to meet you, but he's frightened because you might tell him, and so Mr. X is swearing him. And then he went to Mr. X and said that Mr. A really wants to meet you and so forth. So anyway, through his misinformation, disinformation, whatever you want. But lo and behold, the two parties got together. So remember that person, his action, never mind permissible, is one of the best actions and meritorious actions he has done. That is how important unity is. But our people today, remember, we must construe unity. Why are we disunited? Primarily three, four reasons. Reason number one, Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Quran. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. That remember your different languages and dialects, your different complexion. We know we were born in South Africa. We all know what is apartheid, white is right and so forth. So under apartheid, we all know. So remember Islam came to abolish this artificial superiority. And Islam said no. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. Unity in diversity and diversity in unity. Rain comes down and you look at your grass, it's green. You look at your roses, it's red. You look at your other flowers, it's yellow. The kaleidoscope of colors shows you the diverse creation of Allah. Allah made our complexion. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Mu'azzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru ma'alihi. The first mu'azzin in the history of Islam. And the minister of finance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go to Damascus. Dimashq, I've been there three times or four times. Where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried, the board shows there. And he's the mu'azzin and minister of finance. Now listen to his incident. And what an eye-opener. One day, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, very fair in complexion, 100% Arab, said, Yabna Sauda, oh, you son of an African lady. And he said some derogatory words. Sayyidina Bilal, it was a dagger in his heart. He complained to the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned him, Ya Abu Dharr, you uttered these words? He said, yes. إِنَّكَ مُرُؤٌ لَفِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. You're still judging people according to their complexion and their colors? He knew this is a serious situation. What did he do? If you want reference of this, open Al-Masailul Jahiliyyah, the book, you will find it. Look at what Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu did, my brothers. We take it very, very light-hearted. We will just speak, tell person from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Somalia, whatever we want to, astaghfirullah. So you must remember, he laid down flat on the ground. Told Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, take your leg, take your foot, and place it here on my chest. I ask you for forgiveness. I apologize to you. See how Islam came. Fateh Makkah takes place, the conquest of Makkah, Ramadan 80 of the Hijrah. The Arabs, fair in complexion, majority did not embrace Islam. It's Zuhur time. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Bilal, this place here, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows, that this Makkah, Batha Quraysh, if you know Makkah, the area is called Batha Quraysh. There they were putting boulders on you, and you were saying, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Today Allah sent wahi to me. You Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, African, you go on top of the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Then you render the Adhan. The Arabs couldn't believe what they see. We are Arabs, we are fair in complexion. There's Habashi African on top of the Kaaba, and the Ummah is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him honor. And after that, they entered the Baytullah. That is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. So understand, my brothers, this color's complexion in Islam, it has no distinction and no value. Peep Abu Lahab. You know Abu Lahab? Abdul Uzza was his name. Nighttime you could see his face shining. So handsome he was. He was Abu Lahab. Allah says, سَيَسْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. He's dispatched to the Lahab, to the flames of the fire and everything. What good did it help him? Nothing. Bilal bin Rabah, dark in complexion, straight in Jannah. So understand, my brothers, this unity of ours, one reason is our complexion and colors. Second one is our languages. We think if I speak this language, if I speak this Gujarati, it's better than Memon. If I speak Memon, it's better than Urdu. If I speak Urdu, then it's better than Zulu. All languages are on par. There's no such thing as this language got superiority on that language. Nothing like that in Islam. Even Arabic language, I've been to Lebanon. The Christian Arabs there speak proper Arabic like how we speak. So what virtue is for them? Arabic language has virtue, provided that the person has Iman and he passes away with Iman. If it passes away, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, what they were speaking? They speak Arabic, but no virtue for them. So understand, these things cause disunity. The biggest reason why we are disunited, you take the micro, you take the macro. You take a family, you take the ummah. You will see in a family, one person wants to be the boss. The husband tells his wife, I am the Amir. He tells the children, I am the Amir. His wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. So that is not understood what Islam is teaching him. Islam is teaching him, you are the Amir. But what he understood by Amir is Amir, the dictator. Amir in Islam means that you have the most responsibilities. Not you sit on your laurels and think of Hadi and then you just start dictating to everybody. Nay, you have to worry about everybody. This is the function of the Amir. Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the leader of the people is the Khadim, the one who has to worry of everybody. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. Next one, my brothers. Now, why are we so disunited? One primary reason, and that happened in Jannat. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the masterpiece. Before that, Iblis, his name was Azazil. The Malaika was so impressed with his knowledge. They used to ask him, there are so many things and so forth. Almighty Allah created the masterpiece on the Friday today. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, all you malaika, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. They all fell down simultaneously, illa Iblis. Why Iblis refused? Allah wants he must speak. So it will be used as evidence against him. Ma mana'aka Allah tasjuda idh amartuk. What prevents you, O Iblis, from not making sajda to Adam alayhi salam and I commanded you? See his answer. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. I'm superior to him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You created me from fire, the flame goes upwards. You created him from sand and dust and clay, he remains on the land and sand. So I'm superior, so why must I make sajda? Allah expelled him. Ask ourselves, whether it be in our family, whether it be in our country, whether it be in our organizations, 90%, 80% of the time is because of our own ego. It's because of our own desires that we say, why must I listen to him? Ana khairun min. I deal with estates. The brothers are fighting, the sisters are fighting. One brother says, no, ana khairun min. I'm the executor, so I can do as I please. So this is destroying us, my brothers. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We have become our own enemies. Understand this. Now how we remedy this? Islam don't tell us only that we must speak of the problem and you don't highlight the solution. Number one, any law of Islam, you see, always is speaking of unity. Make salam. Go home. Now when you enter home, what must you say? As-salam qabla al-kalam. So make salam to one another. Once you start making salam, your house will become a home and your home will become Dar as-Salam. A home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Awala hadith Bukhari Sharif. Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum. Must I not show you that action if you execute it? It will bring about mutual love. Afshu salama baynakum. So make salam common amongst you. Number two, tawadu. That is humility. Humility means see maybe that person who you think is wrong. Listen to him properly and maybe he's right and his point is valid. Who are we? We are non-entities. In the Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala in Surah Anbiya, chapter 21, the open 17 Jews. Two Anbiya alayhimu salam, father and son. وَدَاوُودْ وَسُلَيْمَانْ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ. One issue. They went to the father, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. He passed the verdict. Then they passed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam chamber. And he asked, what verdict? So they said, your father said this. He told them and informed them, had you come to me, my verdict should have been different. SubhanAllah. Obviously, in age, he is younger, he is the son. What Allah says, kullan atayna hukma wa ilma. Allah praise the son of Imam, his understanding is better and greater than that of his father on this issue. So sometimes, if you study, you know, when met Hazrat Maulana Zakariya, Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawarallahu Barqadam, his Shaykh is Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, rahimahullah. Both are buried in Medina Munawwara, both in Baqi. So the student, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya, made Eid first. Then the next day the Shaykh made. So you will find all these type of things. But mine and yours, 90% of the time, is not based on evidence. Sometimes it is based on our ego. So that is why we have so many problems in the world today. So ask ourselves that when we have different opinion, Hanafi, Shafi. I went to Imam Shafi's grave in Egypt. I went to Imam Abu Hanifa's grave, there in Grave Mubarak, there in Iraq. Imam Shafi comes there, Fajr time. Imam Shafi is the Imam. Those of you who follow the Shafi'i school, you know that the Shafi'is read Kunut. That day Imam Shafi is Imam, he did not read the Kunut. He left it out. So the people said, Ya Ustaz, Ustazana, Sheikhana, why no Kunut? He pointed to Imam Abu Hanifa's grave and said, Ta'ziman li hadhal Imam. Out of respect for this Imam. We never met Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was born in 80, passed away 150. Imam Shafi passed away, was born in 150, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away. That's the day Imam Shafi was born. Go to the introduction of Hidayah, you will find. And 204, he passed away. So how could they meet when one passed away and one was born? But respect and love they had for one another. So we can have differences, we can have the respect, but the problem comes when there's a hidden agenda, when there's ego, when one person wants to become the boss, ana khairun min. So that is where we are having today. You look at the ummah today. So my brothers, difference of opinion will continue. Continued in Anbiya's time. I gave you Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. I gave you Sahaba's time. I gave you Imma's time. All that you will find. But you must remember in this day and this age, then make salam, practice on tawadu, humility. And the last point, always look for the truth. Embrace the truth. Never mind how much people criticize us. Always search for the truth. Then Almighty Allah will keep us united. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Invite people, exhort people to the truth. And then when people criticize, you make sabr and carry on. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala unite our hearts. May Almighty Allah unite the Ummah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. And protect all our masajid throughout the world. And the last dua, on this Mubarak day of Eid, this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, remember, brothers, that the greatest dua. I'll leave you with one incident. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, surah 12, verse 101. He is now, all the vicissitudes, in the well, in the jail, in here, in there, then he's the ruler. But then he cries to Allah in the ending. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, you created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe. Ya Allah, you are the protector in this world in the year after. But I know everything is temporary. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Did we read this dua on this Mubarak day and every day? Read this dua. I conclude with the incident of the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. And who is that? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Abu Huraira is in his last stages. Sakarat has started. He is the Shaykhul Hadith. He remembers the Hadith. Today if you want the Hadith, you will find it in Tirmidhi. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. Who loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. In that sakarat, he raises his hands. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I pray that you also, you will love meeting me. Then he leaves this world. Do we make du'as like this? Do we even think of this? So ask Allah, we become his maqbool servant, his accepted servant, and his mahbub and his beloved servant. Then on the day of Eid, again we greet all of you. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Almighty Allah accept from us, and may Almighty Allah accept from you. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Maaf, I went over a little bit, but it's Eid day, so we get a little bit Eidy, you know, some bonus also. So inshallah, I hope Imam Saab and the trustees, I don't even know who is who, but anyway, maybe they gave me an Eidy. They said, never mind, bonus, you know. You guys will say extra time, you know. And Eid day, Eid time you weren't here, so let me give you the story. You like stories. I said, when you go home now, so go to your wife. Don't be so hard. Take out that 100, 500. You got enough money, you know. And then you just say, oh, take this money. So inshallah, wife will also think just like you, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.